So good morning again, everyone. And good morning to you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. So over the years, I have spent a lot of time wondering and questioning and praying and thinking I got it, but maybe didn't, why the gift of the Holy Spirit to the disciples is so different in the fourth gospel than it is in Acts. He breathes on them. It's so quiet. Peace be with you, compared to the outrageous things that are going to happen on the Pentecost that so many years ago. So I've come to understand that the focus on the message of God's continued presence as he commissions us to be Jesus in the world, the point of it in John is the idea of forgiveness. In both accounts, Luke and John, we're anointed with the knowledge of how vast and how complete the Holy Spirit is, how quiet and how loud. And both are calls of evangelism to get up and go out. Get up and go out, forgive, testify, and be the hands and feet of Jesus. After Christ's death, the disciples gathered in fear and hid in a closed, locked room, away from all the things that they thought might happen to them. They were afraid that as believers of Jesus, they would meet with the same death, the same pain, the same humiliation. But Jesus shows up, and he offers the words, "Peace be with you." He shows them his hands and his feet and his side as part of the assurance that he is indeed the Christ, the risen Messiah. Jesus says it again, "Peace be with you." And he sends them out to continue the work that he had done. So now I've done it, and Lord, I have taught them, and they have listened, and they have learned, and you have watched over, you have protected me, and now I ask that you do the same for them. They are commissioned to continue the work in the world that Jesus had done so far. And just as Jesus was sent by God, so are the disciples. So now we are sent by God as disciples. Jesus breathes the breath of the Spirit on them, and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. And maybe he said, receive the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But either way, wow. And he makes it clear that forgiveness is the fulcrum of their lives and their ministry. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. And it's a really important thing that I missed for a long time, the fact that forgiveness is such an integral part of who we are as disciples and what we're called to do. And that forgiveness is, in John, is the if you will, the heart of what it makes us be able to contact and be in the presence of and filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if you're filled with unforgiveness, there is no room for peace. To John and the disciples, Jesus' message is that they are to continue to proclaim the good news that Jesus is alive and witness to and practice forgiveness. You can't do my work if you are burdened by unforgiveness. In John, it is Jesus that gifts the Spirit. In Luke, it is the Spirit that descends upon the crowd and sets the stage for Peter to take on the leadership of the church, the leadership that Jesus called him to. And each time when Jesus asks him if he loves him, Peter answers, yes, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. As the joyful anointing of the Holy Spirit swirls around them, they are accused by the crowd of being filled with new wine. And Peter, standing up with the other 11, raises his voice and addresses them. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Peter is preaching his first sermon, and he's letting them have it. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Every time I read that, I have to give a little chuckle, because I've known some people who are drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. But that's just a little fun aside. The Holy Spirit comes to us in quiet peace. The Holy Spirit comes to us and brings joy out of chaos. The Holy Spirit empowers us to get off our complacency and to go and preach the good news. The Holy Spirit calls us to forgive. Peter preaches his first sermon, and the church is born. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations through Christ our Lord. A consolation is an act of providing comfort to someone experiencing great grief or loss or disappointment. And it refers to emotional as well as other kinds of relief, physical relief. And it brings to the person solace that they can only get in a way they can only get from Jesus. So get up and go out, forgive, testify, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Amen.